Okay, good afternoon, wherever you are. I welcome you to the prayer experience. What a great opportunity we've got today to pray, to seek the face of the Lord. We thank God for his faithfulness, his kindness, and his mercies. Welcome to the prayer experience. Please share this video, share with friends and family members, and let people know this is the right time to take a break away from the hustle and the bustle of the day, and let's spend some time with the Lord in prayer and in intercession. You know, this morning I met with a pastor in Manchester, and we, you know, having a time together. And as we were breaking up, he said to me, "Is the prayer still going on? That your 1 p.m. thing?" I said, "Forever and ever, it's still going on. We're still praying, and we thank the Lord for that in Jesus' name." Please subscribe to the Daily Talks Media Network on YouTube. And, the more subscribers we have come along, the better it is. We have more people praying with us. And if you are live, please connect with us. Leave your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your comments. Let's know what the Lord has been saying to you. Many of you hear from God in your prayer. God says things to you. Share them with us. Share them with us. Also, the prayer experience hotline is there by the grace of God. We thank God for that opportunity. Ring that number. Remember, if you're calling from outside the United Kingdom, charges may apply. But call that number and somebody will be at the end of the line to pray with you. Let's give thanks to the Lord. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20, he says, "And give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a real blessing it is to be able to come into the presence of God. And the first thing we do is not to complain. First thing we do is not to murmur and grumble and say, "Oh God, how about that? That hasn't been sorted. This hasn't been sorted." No, he says, in everything, give thanks. And that's what we're going to do straight away right now. If you can, with me, wherever you are, join me and let's give thanks to the Lord. Father, we do thank you. We bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor, majesty, and adoration, and glory, and praise, and dominion, and authority belongs to you and you alone. The one who sits upon the throne, the one who is, who was, and who is to come. Hallelujah. We just worship you, Lord, today, and we thank you. We give you praise, we give you honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. I want us to look at the inspired word. I want to talk about the fact that our God is able. You know, one thing about prayer is that for me, my personal experience in prayer is that it doesn't matter what I am going through in my personal life. It doesn't matter what challenges the enemy may bring against me and things like that. When I come into the place of prayer, suddenly, this has been my personal experience. Suddenly, God is awesome. God is great. God is mighty. And his might and his greatness and his power overwhelms my challenges. In the place of prayer, I don't see problems. I see God. I see his ability. I see him being able to rescue, being able to deliver, being able to set free, being able to save, being able to make a way where there seems to be no way. And that's what I want to challenge us with today. Two scriptures that I'm going to read. The first one is Deuteronomy 33 and verse 27, the New American Standard Bible. He said, "There is none like the God of Jeshurun who rides the heavens." Look at what he says. He says, "to your help." He said, "God rides to your help. And through the skies in his majesty, he rides to your help. And through the skies in his majesty." And then it says, "The eternal God is a dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Oh, he drove out the enemy from before you and said, destroy." Wow, that's the God that we serve. Let's look at that again. He said, "There is none like the God of Jeshurun who rides the heavens to your help." I think one translation, if I can remember, he said, "He comes quickly to your aid. He comes quickly to help you." God is a good God and is a great God. If we know the God that we serve, we will not be daunted. We will not be overwhelmed. We will refuse to allow anything, and I mean anything, overwhelm us. Because when he shows up, you know, when Daniel was in the lion's den, when God showed up, the lion suddenly couldn't eat. They couldn't eat human beings anymore. They couldn't destroy anymore because God showed up. He's, you know, later on when the king came, he said, "Daniel, oh, Daniel, has your God been able to deliver you?" And this is what Daniel says: "My God sent the angels and they shut the mouth of the lions." And then the king in Daniel chapter 6 said, I decree that all human beings in my realm worship the one and only God, the God of Daniel. Now let's look at Ephesians 3 verse 20 in the New Testament. It says, "Now all glory to God, who is able," underline that in your Bible if you have a physical Bible with you. It says, "Who is able?" Able to do what? "Through his mighty power at work within us, he is able to accomplish infinitely." Infinitely means anything, everything, anything that is a thing, everything that can be assessed. He is able to accomplish infinitely more than we can ask or think. Not only is he able to accomplish what we ask, he's able to accomplish more than we can ever ask. I don't need to say anything more. You know, I'm just going to leave it at that, and let's have a moment of reflection. And you just think to yourself, is there anything in your life that God cannot do? Is there anything in your experience that God cannot change? Any circumstance that he cannot flip around? Oh, he's the God who can do infinitely anything, everything, whatever. If it's in existence, he'll do it. Actually, the Bible even tells us that God who calls those things that be not as though they were in Romans chapter 4 and verse 19. He's able to call those things that be not as though they were. If you read Romans chapter 4 from verse 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, talk about Abraham when he had nothing. He had no strength. All hope was lost about him being able to have a child. He said, but God, who is able to quicken the dead, and he's also able to call those things that be not as though they were. What I'm trying to say is that even if it's not in existence, he is Elohim. He is the creator. He'll manufacture it for you. All we need to do is know this God, depend on this God, draw upon his power, He said he's able to do more than we ask or think. And I want to challenge us today. Meditate on that. Just take a moment and meditate on that and think about that. What is it that God cannot do? What is it? What situation is it that he cannot change in my life? Is there anything that he cannot do? Is there anything? Does he exist? No, he doesn't. Father, thank you. Thank you today we come before you, Lord. We come with reverence in our heart. We come with faith in our heart. We come with our minds made up, Lord, to trust you, whether it's with our health, family, marriage, relationship, local church, finances, a career, whatever it is, a house, whatever it is, you are able to do infinitely, more than we can ever ask or think. We do trust you this moment, right this moment, Lord. We trust you that you are able to release your glory and release your power and release your greatness on our behalf. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty and precious name, amen and amen. I want us to pray for the church, and the scripture we're looking at, it's Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 to verse 36. He says, so do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Confident trust in the Lord. He said, remember the great reward it brings you. Patient endurance is what you need now. Patient endurance. And that's what I want us to pray for the church. Pray for the body of Christ. What the church in India, Pakistan, Australia, New Zealand. What we need now is patient endurance. In every circumstance, patient endurance. It's a patient endurance is what you need now so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that he has promised. There's no doubt about not receiving. We will receive what he's promised, but between when he promised and when we receive, we need patient endurance. And I want us to pray for people in the church, in the body of Christ, who are struggling to hang on there, people who are losing faith, losing hope, losing resilience, losing courage, losing the will to keep moving on. We need patient endurance, especially for those people, people who are struggling, people who are suffering, people who are having to wait a long time for God to come true for them. They need patient endurance. Can we intercede for people within the body of Christ, the church? Pray with me wherever you are. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to stand in the gap. We want to pray for people in the church, people within our local assembly, people within the body of Christ. We want to pray for Christians everywhere, Christians in the United Kingdom, Christians in France, Christians in Spain, Christians in Norway, Christians in Switzerland, in Sweden, in Italy. We want to pray for the church, global church, across the world, brothers and sisters, men and women, old and young, who are struggling to hold on and hang on to the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray patient endurance, that you will strengthen them from within. Give them the courage they need. Give them the strength they need. Give them the resilience they need. Give them the heart to keep going on that they need. Lord, we come against every spirit of the enemy trying to make people give up in their walk with you, trying to make people surrender to their challenges, surrender to their troubles, surrender to the enemy. When people say, well, I'm just going to go and do things I want. I'm tired of waiting on the Lord. I'm going to do my own thing my own way. There's a way that seemeth right to a man that leads to destruction. People who are about that point where they're on the verge of moving on into that path that leads to destruction. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that courage will come within them. Strength will come within them. there will arise within them a heart of resilience to not give up, but to keep moving on and on and on in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I want us to pray for the nations. It is time to repent. You know, when you hear of the things going on in the world today, I don't know what crosses your own mind, but these are biblical prophecies being fulfilled. Whether it's the war in Ukraine, Russia, or between Israel and Palestine and Iran and whatever it is, all of that. You see, we got to realize that time is short. We're in the last days. These are signs of the end times. And if there's any time for people to repent, it is now. All of the things we are seeing, all of the things we're experiencing, you know, things happening in towns and cities that don't normally happen, places where it doesn't normally rain that much, suddenly they have flood. Then you begin to think, what's going on? Either mankind tampering with nature, or it's just, we can't tell it. We can, people say it's global warming. I was reading a news article the other day. It talked about parts of the world where the earth is sinking. It's just sinking, and sinking way below sea level. And that's happening not just in one part of the world. It's happening all over the world. It's like the sea reclaiming the earth again back to itself. Remember in Genesis chapter 1, God said, let dry ground appear. And now we're beginning to see in the end times. Why am I sharing this? That we need to pray. The time is short, people. If people want to get born again, this is the time to do that. In the Bible says in Psalm 96, verse 10, it says, say to all the nations, the Lord is king. The earth is set firmly in one place, and cannot be moved. He said he will judge the peoples with justice. Judgment is coming. You see, this is the truth. He says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He said, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He said, he that believes not is condemned already. It's condemned already. And I just want us to pray for people who have this judgment hanging over them already, that they will repent and turn to the Lord. Can we pray that for our children? Pray for our sons and daughters. Pray for our brothers and sisters, kinsmen and kinswomen. Pray in the name of Jesus that people will stop. They will just stop. They will stop in their tracks. Turn around and turn to the Lord, for it is time to repent. Father, we want to pray that all these things that are happening in the world will drive people to you and towards you in your direction in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that more and more people will seek your face. More and more people will seek to serve you. More and more people will seek your will. They will seek your purposes. They will turn from their wicked ways. And they will turn to you. It's not your will that any should perish. Your will is that all might come to repentance. And this is our prayer, Lord, for our work colleague, our friends, people within our lives, people within our circle of influence, people who don't know you yet, that they will come to know you, that they will find you, they will discover you. Lord, that they will turn their heart to you. We pray that right now in the name of Jesus. Father, let people all across the world, from Iran to Iraq to Saudi Arabia to UAE to Kuwait, in the name of Jesus, across the Middle East, even in Israel, in places like China, Hong Kong, South Korea, North Korea, Pakistan, India, Indonesia, we pray for all of these all of these places in the far ends of the earth, that people will begin to find Jesus, they will find salvation, they will find repentance in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to communicate the gospel as well. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray healing prayers before we go. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 30. A vast crowd brought to him people who were lame, blind, crippled, those who couldn't speak, and many others. He says, they laid them on before Jesus and he healed them all. I love that. Jesus healed them all. Look at that. He healed the lame, he healed the blind, he healed the crippled, he healed the dumb. And then the Bible says, and many others. In other words, many kinds of sicknesses, cancer, you know, blood condition, brain disease, skin disease, whatever it is, he healed them all. And Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Can we finish today by just laying all of this before the Lord and asking him to heal, to touch people in the name of Jesus? And if you're on the platform, why don't you leave your request on the comment section? And my brothers and sisters who are on the platform, we will all together pray and believe God on your behalf, whether for yourself or for somebody else. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just stand in agreement. We stand in that place, Lord, of faith, united prayer, and united in the Spirit, and ask that you will smash the hands of sickness and disease and bring healing and health into the lives of your people and cause them to recover and cause them to find health, cause them to find healing, cause them to find deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. Reverse that negative medical report. Reverse it in the name of Jesus. And let people begin to feel better from this point onward. Over the weekend, those who couldn't sleep well will sleep well. Over the weekend, pains will disappear in the name of Jesus. And Lord, people will begin to find strength and well-being that comes through the power of the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. Thank you for always hearing our prayers. We give you praise and we give you honor and we worship your name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you, everyone. Please subscribe to our free audio podcast. We would like you to join us tomorrow, Saturday, 6 p.m., and we'll be praying together. We look forward to that. Just to quickly say, this evening on Daily Talks Media, again, if you can, join us 7:30 p.m. We'll be praying from our local church for 1 hour. Come on, come along, join us, and let's pray together. Let's seek God's face together. Prayer continues on our beta. God bless you, and we'll see you. If not, we'll see you tomorrow again, 6 p.m. on Saturday. Bye-bye.
I am.